I'm here in the Windmill Nursing Home in Churchtown, and I'm talking to Bridie Geary. Bridie, you were originally from Mealing, is it?
Mealing, yes.
Tell me exactly from where.
Then I went to school, of course, in Mealing, and in actual fact, I went to school in a place called Nachtoosh, which is County Limerick. It is just over the border.
You left school at 14 then, did you?
Yeah, and then I went to boarding school.
Where was that?
Up the west of Ireland, and I can't remember. It was Mayo, someplace. And how I got there was, there were neighbours of ours, went there,
yeah.
And I just went with them. I suppose it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't finish, because I was called to nursing. It was very difficult to get in nursing that time. I was trained in England.
Your impressions of London at that time?
Well, things weren't great there. But I remember the graciousness, the hospital was lovely. The beautiful sitting rooms and fires and everything, when we were off duty and everything. We were treated beautifully in that hospital, I must say.
Okay. So you felt at home there, really?
I did. Yeah. I felt at home.
Yeah. And so that's where you did your training, but then where did you go on to nurse after that?
After that, I spent over 3 years there. And after that, I came on to the Great Rotunda. The Rotunda in Dublin, the greatest maternity hospital in the world at the time. It was built by Bartholomew Moss. He was English. They built it. It was an English hospital. It was all masters and all Protestant.
Yeah. But you were brought up in Church of Ireland then?
Oh, not at all. Oh, Catholic, of course.
You were brought up Catholic.
Oh, God, sorry. Yes, and very Catholic, let me tell you that.
Right.
We had priests and everything all around us. I went there for a year to do maternity, because I had to wait again to get in there, because that was, of course, very difficult. We had all foreigners there.
At that time, in the late 50s?
At that time.
Yeah. When you say foreigners now, were they?
Oh, they are from every nationality.
Yeah.
They came over.
And why was there so little Irish doctors and nurses there?
They were all Protestants nearly. They were, I don't know, they might be, but...
Yeah. Did you find it hard to get in there? Is that...
And no, I didn't. I was just able to walk in, but I had to wait a couple of years to go in there. And then Bartholomew Moss, he was English. How that came about was there was very poor maternity treatment for women that time. And I think they built a little hospital before that, but he was the instrumental person in building the Rotunda, and it was world famous.